Welcome to Tiger Stadium in Detroit, for the game between the New York Yankees and the Detroit Tigers. Here are the starting lineups. For the New York Yankees. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Bobby Mercer. Batting second. The second baseman, Willie Randolph. Batting third. The left fielder, Oscar Gamble. Batting fourth. The right fielder, Reggie Jackson. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Chris Chambliss. Batting sixth. The third baseman, Greg Nettles. Batting seventh. The DH, Jim Spencer. Batting eighth. The catcher, Brad Gulden. Batting ninth. The shortstop, Fred Stanley. Pitching for the New York Yankees, Don Hood. For the Detroit Tigers. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Ron LaFleur. Batting second. The shortstop, Alan Trammell. Batting third. The left fielder, Steve Kemp. Batting fourth. The first baseman, John Walkenfuss. Batting fifth. The DH, Jerry Morales. Batting sixth. The catcher, Lance Parrish. Batting seventh. The right fielder, Lynn Jones. Batting eighth. The third baseman, Aurelio Rodriguez. Batting ninth. The second baseman, Tom Brookins. Pitching for the Detroit Tigers, Milt Wilcox. And now, play ball. Bobby Mercer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mercer hits a line drive into left field. Kemp settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Willie Randolph is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Randolph hits a ball on the ground towards short. Trammell scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Oscar Gamble is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gamble hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Brookins scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Yankees nothing, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Ron LaFleur is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. LaFleur hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Randolph scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Alan Trammell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trammell strikes out. Two outs. Steve Kemp is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kemp hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. John Walkenfuss is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walkenfuss hits a fly ball into center field. Mercer settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Yankees nothing, and the Tigers nothing. The Yankees will come to bat. Reggie Jackson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jackson hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Brookins fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Chris Chambliss is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chambliss strikes out. One out. Greg Nettles is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Jackson. The throw from Parrish and he is out, Trammell applying the tag. Two outs. Greg Nettles is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nettles hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Brookins scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Yankees nothing, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Jerry Morales is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morales hits a ball on the ground towards short. Stanley scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Lance Parrish is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Parrish hits a line drive into right field. Jackson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Len Jones is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jones hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Aurelio Rodriguez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rodriguez hits a fly ball into right field. Jackson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Yankees nothing, and the Tigers nothing. The Yankees will come to bat. Jim Spencer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spencer hits a fly ball into center field. LaFleur settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Brad Goulden is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Goulden takes first base on ball 4. Fred Stanley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Goulden. The throw from Parrish and he is out, Trammell applying the tag. Two outs. Fred Stanley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stanley hits a line drive towards the mound. Wilcox reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Yankees nothing, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Tom Brookins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brookins hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Ron LaFleur is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. LaFleur is 0 for 1 in the game. LaFleur hits a ball on the ground towards third. Nettles fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Brookins moves to second. Alan Trammell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trammell is 0 for 1 in the game. Trammell bunts in front of the plate. Goulden fields it and throws to first for the out. Brookins moves to third. LaFleur moves to second. One out. Steve Kemp is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kemp is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Kemp hits a ball on the ground for a double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Yankees nothing, and the Tigers nothing. The Yankees will come to bat. Bobby Mercer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mercer is 0 for 1 in the game. Mercer hits a ball on the ground towards third. Rodriguez fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Willie Randolph is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Randolph is 0 for 1 in the game. Randolph hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Wilcox fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Oscar Gamble is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gamble is 0 for 1 in the game. Gamble hits a pop-up towards first. Joaquin Fuss settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Yankees nothing, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. John Joaquin Fuss is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Joaquin Fuss is 0 for 1 in the game. Joaquin Fuss takes first base on ball 4. Jerry Morales is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morales is 0 for 1 in the game. Morales strikes out. One out. Lance Parrish is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Parrish is 0 for 1 in the game. Parrish strikes out. Two outs. Len Jones is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jones is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Jones hits a fly ball into left field. Gamble settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Yankees nothing, and the Tigers nothing. The Yankees will come to bat. Reggie Jackson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jackson is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Jackson hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 1-0, Yankees. Chris Chambliss is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chambliss is 0 for 1 in the game. Chambliss hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Greg Nettles is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Parrish fires over to first and throws the ball away. That's an error on Parrish. Chambliss moves to second. Greg Nettles is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nettles is 0 for 1 in the game. Nettles strikes out. One out. Jim Spencer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spencer is 0 for 1 in the game. Spencer strikes out. Two outs. Brad Goulden is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Goulden is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk, Goulden hits a fly ball into center field. LaFleur settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Yankees 1, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Aurelio Rodriguez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rodriguez is 0 for 1 in the game. Rodriguez hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Gamble. Rodriguez reaches second base with a double. Tom Brookins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brookins is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Brookins hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Randolph scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Rodriguez moves to third. One out. Ron LaFleur is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. LaFleur is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. LaFleur hits a ball on the ground towards third. Nettles fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Alan Trammell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trammell is 0 for 1 in the game. Trammell hits a fly ball into center field. Mercer settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Yankees 1, and the Tigers nothing. The Yankees will come to bat. Fred Stanley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stanley is 0 for 1 in the game. Stanley hits a ball on the ground towards third. Rodriguez fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Bobby Mercer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mercer is 0 for 2 in the game. Mercer hits a pop-up towards short. Trammell settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Willie Randolph is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Randolph is 0 for 2 in the game. Randolph strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Yankees 1, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Steve Kemp is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kemp is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Kemp hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. John Wackenfuss is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wackenfuss is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk, Wackenfuss hits a ball on the ground towards short. Stanley fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. Two outs. Jerry Morales is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morales is 0 for 2 in the game. Morales hits a ball on the ground towards short. Stanley misplays the ball. That's an error on Stanley. Morales moves to second. Ron Davis now pitching. Lance Parrish is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Parrish is 0 for 2 in the game. Parrish hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Randolph scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Yankees 1, and the Tigers nothing. The Yankees will come to bat. Oscar Gamble is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gamble is 0 for 2 in the game. Gamble hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Reggie Jackson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jackson is 2 for 2 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got one RBI. Jackson hits a fly ball into right field. Jones settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Chris Chambliss is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chambliss is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Chambliss hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Wilcox fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Yankees 1, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Champ Summers pinch hits for Lynn Jones. Champ Summers is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Summers strikes out. One out. Aurelio Rodriguez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rodriguez is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Rodriguez hits a ball on the ground towards third. Nettles fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Tom Brookins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brookins is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Brookins hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Ron LaFleur is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. LaFleur is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. LaFleur hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Brookins moves to second. Alan Trammell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trammell is 0-for-2 in the game. Trammell hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Brookins scores. LaFleur moves to third. It's Yankees, 1, Tigers, 1. Rich Gossage now pitching. Steve Kemp is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kemp is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. Kemp hits a line drive towards first. Chambliss reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Yankees 1, and the Tigers 1. The Yankees will come to bat. Jason Thompson now playing first base. Champ Summers now playing right field. Greg Nettles is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nettles is 0-for-2 in the game. Nettles hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Jim Spencer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spencer is 0-for-2 in the game. Spencer hits a ball on the ground towards short. Trammell fields it, and throws to get the runner. And he throws it away. That's an error on Trammell. Nettles moves to second. Score that a fielder's choice. Lenny Randle pinch runs for Jim Spencer. Brad Goulden is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Goulden is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Goulden bunts in front of the plate. Parrish fields it and throws to first for the out. Nettles moves to third. Randle moves to second. One out. Roy White pinch hits for Fred Stanley. Roy White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White is walked intentionally. Bobby Mercer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mercer is 0-for-3 in the game. Mercer hits a line drive towards third. Rodriguez reaches out and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Willie Randolph is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Randolph is 0-for-3 in the game. Randolph hits a line drive into left field. Kemp settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Yankees 1, and the Tigers 1. The Tigers will come to bat. Bucky Dent now playing shortstop. Jason Thompson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thompson hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Nettles settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jerry Morales is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morales is 0-for-3 in the game. Morales hits a fly ball into right field. Jackson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Lance Parrish is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Parrish is 0-for-3 in the game. Parrish hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Chambla settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Yankees 1, and the Tigers 1. The Yankees will come to bat. Oscar Gamble is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gamble is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Gamble hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Brookins scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Reggie Jackson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jackson is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got one RBI. Jackson takes first base on ball 4. Chris Chambliss is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chambliss is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Chambliss hits a fly ball into left field. Kemp settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Greg Nettles is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nettles is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Nettles hits a fly ball into center field. LaFleur settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Yankees 1, and the Tigers 1. The Tigers will come to bat. Champ Summers is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Summers is 0-for-1 in the game. Summers hits a line drive into right field. Jackson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Aurelio Rodriguez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rodriguez is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. Rodriguez hits a fly ball into left field. Gamble settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Tom Brookins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brookins is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. Brookins hits a ball on the ground towards short. Dent fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Ron LaFleur is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. LaFleur is 2-for-4 in the game, with two singles. LaFleur hits a ball on the ground towards third. Nettles fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 10, with the score, the Yankees 1, and the Tigers 1. The Yankees will come to bat. Lenny Randle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Randle hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Wilcox fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Brad Goulden is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Goulden is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Goulden hits a fly ball into center field. LaFleur settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bucky Dent is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dent hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Bobby Mercer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mercer is 0-for-4 in the game. Mercer hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Summers. Mercer reaches second base with a double. Dent moves to third. Willie Randolph is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Randolph is 0-for-4 in the game. Randolph hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Wilcox fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Dent scores. Mercer moves to third. It's 2-1, Yankees. Oscar Gamble is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gamble is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Gamble takes first base on ball 4. Randolph moves to second. Pat Underwood now pitching. Reggie Jackson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Mercer scores. Randolph moves to third. Gamble moves to second. It's 3-1, Yankees. Reggie Jackson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jackson is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single, a home run, and a walk. He's got one RBI. Jackson strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 10, with the score, the Yankees 3, and the Tigers 1. The Tigers will come to bat. Lou Piniella now playing left field. Alan Trammell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trammell is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Trammell hits a fly ball into center field. Mercer settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Steve Kemp is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kemp is 2-for-4 in the game, with two singles. Kemp strikes out. Two outs. Jason Thompson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thompson is 0-for-1 in the game. Thompson hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Randolph scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The game is over. The final score, New York Yankees, 3, and Detroit Tigers, 1. Goodbye from Tiger Stadium in Detroit.